Und jetzt Vollgas über den Gaumen. Das schmeckt so gut. Und noch ein bisschen mehr. Und?
Moment mal. Hier steht 100% ohne künstliche Zusätze. Nur mit natürlichen Zutaten.
Frosta Butter Chicken mit jeder Menge Bäm. Ohne Bäh. Das ist das Frosta Reinheitsgebot. 100% ohne Zusätze. Schon seit 2003.
Fuck. What a beautiful tweet this is. Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk.
Yes. Oh, God. Fuck.
Yes.
Well, we will. At least we know, like most Elon Musk launches, it will fail.
Little good halfway there. What a rousing success. Actually, we just wanted to see if we could get Ron off the ground.
Your mother, 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 mother,
Shutdown Fullcast to the internet's only college football podcast. How bad did that one get, boys?
It was the internet crackled during during at least a couple parts there.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Good to know it's gonna be full scale disaster today. I'm Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Jason Kirk, Ryan,
hello.
Andy, Holly Anderson,
hi.
And on the ones and
hello.
Twos, Michael Server.
Present.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were somewhere where they took attendance?
Huh. That's a great question.
Do you think like a doctor's office waiting room counts? It's like a delayed attendance.
Probably
boarding a plane.
If they call your name, there's been an issue of some sort.
Yeah. I think the last time I was at something that took attendance was probably my freshman year of college. Then after that, like after you're 18, they just give up.
They don't care anymore. If you're not there, whatever. No. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. At that point, when you turn 18, I think that's when attendance becomes a skill. Before then, attendance is mandated by parents, insured by some societal structures, truancy laws. After the age of 18, that's when attendance becomes a skill. That's how low the bar is, by the way, for participation in society in terms of skill and commitment, that we're like, you need to be there. That's job one. Attend.
You should do this at a spring game. We should be like, all right, it's the UCF spring game. We're taking attendance. And just over the loudspeaker, just read out every UCF student.
Wow, that's a lot.
See who's there and who's not. Yeah, it's going to take a day and a half, but
yeah,
it's time to see who's all in on this space program and who isn't.
It's about generating content for the Big 12 Network.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Days of content.
Mm-hmm.
Just Gus Malzahn sitting there with a clipboard. Ames, Aaron.
Yeah, just first names.
Yeah. Do we have a Steve? Is there a Steve?
Oh, you know there's a Steve at UCF.
How many Steves are at UCF? Let's see. Steves.
1,000.
Steves per capita. Let's see here. Sorry.
I want to say 6%.
6% Steve.
Of the student body and staff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like you threw out like a Caden. I feel like Caden's got like...
Oh,
an entire unit of Cadens.
Yeah, you have several Cadens.
Yeah, that's zero for that bullshit.
Yeah.
The director of leadership and career development strategies at UCF, Steve Say.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh.
Welcome, everybody.
Did you Google Steve UCF?
I Googled Steve UCF.
Steve UCF. That's the name of the mascot, the Knight's name.
It used to be Nitro, but now it's just Steve.
Yeah, it's like his non-knight name. His day name.
Nitro Steve is a
Nitro
pretty
Steve.
Sick fucking name.
Good.
Nitro Steve DDS.
There's a psychology professor at UCF named Steve Jex.
That's two.
J-E-X?
No.
No, yep. Bullshit.
No.
Yep, yep.
That's a cyberpunk
Basement
name.
Jex.
Yep. Steve Sutton teaches in the College of Business. Steve Neal does something in the comms department.
Wait.
This is a professor of global health management and informatics. I don't even know what that word means. His name is Stephen Tun.
Nope. Yep. Doesn't count.
Phone and email directory.
That's a Stephen.
I am in the UCF directory.
Are you? Should be.
Yes.
Oh, you know, Steve. We've got a Steve Goldman, computer storage of some sort. A lot of Steves. Mm.
UCF, a virtual
Steve
hive. Yeah,
we need
Steve
to get into the
hive.
Student directory. If you
I feel like
can't
Steve...
access the UCF student
What university directory. Has the most Steves per capita?
Please contact...
Steves, so you need some Stevens.
No, just Steves.
Down full cast.
Just Steves.
I know, I'm trying to think of... But we got to drive. This is like, we're going to distill some Steves. Mm-hmm. We usually have to start with some Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they were born as Stevens, but they have... flourished into Steve's.
Yeah. I do miss that kind of like mid-century baby boomer thing where they would just give you the first name. They would just skip the derivative entire. My mom is one of these. My mom is a Vicky. She's not a Victoria or anything. She's just straight up a Vicky.
My best friend's dad is a Steph, as in Stefan, but it's just STPH. So it's like it's short for Stephanie instead.
Right. Yeah. Right.
My sister is a Jenny. She has never been a Jennifer.
Really? Is it with a, wait? Is it Y I?
What's the ending situation? It's an I, in fact.
Oh, that's very like specific, time specific, yeah.
It's when with the name you literally pull the no, my father was that. Please call me.
Time out. Larry. Time out.
Yes.
This is from a news article published in June 1991. University of Central Florida president Steve Altman resigned Saturday after a newspaper reported he called on escort services during trips to at least five cities while on university business.
Mm-hmm.
UCF is a Steve school through and through.
They got Steve scandals.
I think I'm okay with saying that UCF leads the nation in Steves. We can start there as a baseline.
Per capita, though. Like, of course they lead in total. They have 80,000 people counting.
Per capita is going to be tougher because there's a huge, like, there's got to be, like, a huge seasonal population, right?
All right, which five cities, and I'm going to tell you, three of them are in Florida, do you think Steve had traveled to and received escort services?
Jacksonville, Boca.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh. Tallahassee. Ooh.
Tallahassee is one.
Oh,
what?
Damn.
Yes, yes.
Tampa?
Tampa.
Yeah, yes. Do it.
Ponte Vedra.
Miami is on here, so I don't
that
know.
That was the free space in the
yeah.
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 Okay, so now you have to name two non-Florida cities.
Ooh.
Mobile.
Give us a hint.
Strong guess.
These are...
Oh, Storrs, Connecticut.
Let me Charleston. Think of how to, these are places that Spencer has a connection to both of these cities, and one of them he would rather not have that connection to.
D.C.?
Franklin?
D.C. is one. D.C.
is
one.
D.C., yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one is Nashville.
The other one is Atlanta.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, so congratulations.
At least he has some taste.
At least he got some good wings.
Yes. What an amazing Steve in the Hall of Steves.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't un-Google that either in terms of, hey, let's look up Grandpa.
No.
Let's see what... No, that's out there. That's just stuck.
Anyway.
So Steves per capita, you're going to want... It might be like a continuing education situation because we're making way fewer Steves per capita than we used to.
Right.
Yeah.
So like... I think that might be the biggest factor, is a university with just an aging student body.
So what I'm hearing when I say Steve, I'm going to posit this as a matter of Newtonian reaction, naming where there's a Steve.
Yeah, Steve Newton.
Where there's a Steve, there must be a Ron, and there's an equal and opposite number of Rons.
I don't think
right?
we're making Rons at that pace anymore, man.
No, it's not true. I think it's not true, Spencer. Mm-hmm. I have two Uncle Steves.
Are they brothers?
Yes, they are. They are brothers, both named Steven. No, I have two Uncle Steves. I have
George Foreman did it.
I have two friends that are in my MySpace top eight whose names are Steven.
Wow.
I can't think of anybody else named Steven.
But my boss's name is Steven Hartzell.
Yeah.
Favorite podcast is Split Zone Duo.
Oh, that guy.
So I'm going to cut a rough proposal that for every two Steves, there's one Ron.
Yeah, yeah. Adjust your ratio
that's,
there.
That's better. Maybe 0.75.
I feel like we're making Steves at a clip that Ron's just can't keep pace with. Ron's kind of seem like they went out with the Rust Belt.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that like somewhere between Michigan and like Michigan's probably turned out a fair number of Rons still, mm-hmm. whereas I think Steves are probably more. I'm gonna say it. I think Steve's like a
Steve's a national power.
Yeah, Steve's are still a national power.
A national brand.
Yeah, Ron's. Tell me if this sounds familiar.
I'm trying to picture
big in the '80s. I'm trying kind to picture
like looking down at a baby and being like Ron.
Ronald.
Like, what?
I think Ronald's the harder one. You're like, I could name this baby Ron. Could I name this baby Ronald?
Mm. I feel like you can still go Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Sir, do you remember your whole MySpace?
Ronnie?
Topic?
Yeah.
Mm, no. And I mean, at some points it was a top 12. Sometimes it was the top 16. True. I did a top four for a little bit when I was feeling very selective. MySpace.com/ so many fish here in the sea. That's easy to type in.
Oh, the memories. That URL. Looks like I Googled largest continuing education programs, and UCLA is the first up bragging about the size of its continuing education program. I'm saying UCLA is number one in Steve's.
I think that makes sense. I think California is like a very California is like,
yeah, that's a Steve wellspring.
Because I think like Steve Miller Band mm-hmm. is, I think, where a lot of people are like, Steve's a good name to go by of a there certain age
Steve's
group.
A good name for chilling out.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs. You know.
Steve mm-hmm. Jobs.
Steve Martin is from Southern California.
True. Very Steve.
So, yeah, I think UCLA is probably king of Steves.
Yeah.
A bunch of 60-year-old
guys. I mean,
guys
even if you go across town, you've got Steven Spielberg lording over USC Film School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Latin, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that's George Lucas. Don't at me.
Bunch of 60-year-old guys who still try to skate and wear Vans. Taking continuing education classes because, you know, learning's a lifelong, man.
UCLA basketball... had a is he the current coach Steve no he's
Steve
not.
Alford
Steve Alford but and Steve Levin before that two Steves in like a 6-year stretch 10-year stretch.
Also, let's be honest, you could be in most scenarios and say yeah it's like Steve Wooden said and you could get away with that.
Yeah, that's true. John Wooden is cool brother Steve.
Are we making as many Kevins as we used to?
God, yes. I hope not.
Yeah, well, not as we used to, but we're. I don't think we'll run.
We're not making any number of names. The
we
same.
Haven't like, eradicated Kevins.
Kevins are I still plentiful.
Like we're still making poison ivy.
I wanted to say that if you see a Brad coming in an administrative or a Brian in an administrative capacity,
a Brad in an administrative situation.
Raffensperger hadn't gone well.
Brad Childress.
Yeah.
Yeah, Childress. Outside of like a dealership, I just don't see it.
Yeah, if you see a Brian, it's going to be iffy.
That's
if
inevitable.
You see a Kevin, I'm just going to put Kevin out there as a list of names. Or, you know, you can love them people. And this is a segment. The former commissioner of the Big Ten, there was a big deal that he had completed. This week, it turns out this ain't shit finished. Like, not shit finished. And they're massive.
Wait, I thought this was the Pac-12. Is that a completely different story?
This is a completely different story.
Okay, these are this is very me catching up from stories. Being from sleeping for like a week and a half. Oh, wow.
These are very different stories. And I'm going to preface it by saying that everything Spencer's about to say is a big deal is not.
It's not.
Especially compared to the Pac-12 bullshit. But please
go
ahead.
Okay, so let's as usual, let's make the Big Ten the opening act for the Pac-12.
Ryan, this is called level setting. We're going to establish a basic level of acceptable incompetence for a conference most people agree is wildly successful.
You can't spell level setting without Steve.
No, right? This is the part...
Holy shit,
this is the part of the podcast where we go, Sonny Akers had a underbelly. This man was guilty of a small crime. Yeah. Act 3... Insane crime you wouldn't have believed in Act 1.
Wow. Okay,
brought
so,
to you by ZipRecruiter. You're not hiring, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
All right. So the Big Ten has supposedly signed this big television contract.
$7 billion. They just heard that number.
Right.
Right. It's one of these things that people in suits who have a grandiose eminence front love to throw out and just say, it's $7 billion.
Everybody's okay, big excited, biggest contract going, eat shit SEC, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
He's like way ahead of you.
And then where and then what, why is Kevin Warren, remind our listeners, why is Kevin Warren not there to usher this to completion?
Well, he's currently running the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
That's the job he left. He decided to leave the Big Ten for the successful, unstoppable juggernaut of excellence and continued high performance that is the Chicago Bears football club.
Having Bears. Gotten to enjoy the Iowa Hawkeyes, he decided to try out the professional version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, points are un-American. Go Bears.
Okay. So what is the issue here? What is not done with this contract?
Well, details leading to, and I quote, much horse trading regarding some of the specifics and some of the accounting that occurred. Uh-huh. Because we can get a little perturbed about where people are going to play. For instance, there is still some horse trading around who's going to end up playing at night in November, something nobody in the Big Ten is ever fond of doing, and I think justifiably so. Who wants to say, you know where I want to be outdoors in late November? That's right, the Northern Midwest.
But isn't that what makes them strong?
But you listen. All right, let me start here. Once you decide TV is the most important thing, having the biggest TV contract is the most important thing, why do you then get to turn around and say, like, oh, but we don't want to... All this shit that TV loves, like, we don't really want to do that. Playing in prime time is way past our bedtime, and we'd rather get in bed by 5. Like, I think that's bullshit.
Purdue Pete is sleepykins.
And I know Purdue Pete can't sleep. That's why he looks that way. He hasn't slept
right, like,
in 48
years. Either side of this argument is fine to make, but you have to pick one.
Right. And the Big Ten... The Big Ten presidents and chancellors and athletic directors are basically saying we had this old God. I hope there's a North. Who has a Viscount? Wisconsin. Let's go with Wisconsin.
Sure.
Viscount.
I mean, they all have chancellors. It's ridiculous that they have. Tennessee has a chancellor, which means fucking anybody can have one.
That's true. They're like, well, we had these tolerances. They were called basically that were like. These are our special privileges as fancy Big Ten boys that we don't have to play night games in certain situations. We can sort of like, we don't have to play by the usual television rules. And this contract didn't have them. And NBC is like, you want what now? And everybody's like very perturbed about this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's thing one. What else? That's not the big thing.
Your complaint, by the way, it makes sense logically, Ryan. I get that. Somebody receiving a lot of money and then complaining about the details into it. This makes total sense to me because people are awful and capricious. That's it. You need to start with this assumption that you say, here's the deal. And they go, I understand the deal. They are lying. They do not understand the deal. They have learned nothing. They have only received a check. Again, just write that on the wall. I have received a check. I have learned nothing. Another rule. Another thing, though, this is... We can quibble about that. That feels like an official capital Q quibble.
Yeah.
This ain't quibbling. This is from ESPN.com. Recently, schools have found out they're going to have to pay back nearly $40 million to Fox.
Not pay back. Not pay back.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
They'll have to reduce. It's a little different.
Uh-huh. Wait,
how?
Does that verb make you feel better? Do you think that would go down a little smoother?
I think it's different that you will have to go get cash today and go
give
it to
Fox. I would genuinely like to have the difference explained to me.
Yes.
If I said to you, Holly, you owe me $1,000 and I need it today versus Holly, I owe you $100, but I've been miscounting, so I'm going to discount that over the next 10 years or whatever.
Okay, so this is about more the forward budget than a today emergency.
I think so, yes.
Right.
Still big. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, it does still equal, I have to give money to Fox.
But why do they have to give money to Fox?
Because Kevin Warren delivered NBC the Big Ten football title game at 26 without the full authority to do so.
Why doesn't he have the full authority to do so? Hold on. We're going to get there. Why doesn't he have the full authority to do so?
Because the way the Big Ten's IP works, he didn't control the rights to the inventory of this latest deal.
Now, when you say he, it's really the entire Big Ten doesn't control that inventory, right?
That's correct. It belongs to the Big Ten Network, which is partially owned by Fox.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
majority owned,
in fact. The light just came on.
They own most of it.
Is that a mystery? Is that a thing that was heretofore unknown?
Did you have to solve a puzzle in a temple and then click on a little treasure chest and it went doo-ka-doo-ka-doo?
Are you trying to tell me?
Is
this a thing that was in fact crowed about as something that was a better deal than what the ACC was doing, what the Longhorn Network had done in the past? Is it something that was perhaps held up as a sterling business example?
The conference that has spent over a century bragging about how much it reads didn't read its own Wikipedia page.
Like all of the framing of this is like Kevin Warren did this and Kevin Warren did that. Big bad Kevin Warren came and he gave away our precious TV rights. And it's like, if people seriously believe that the way a television contract gets negotiated is that the commissioner goes by himself to the network and he's like, just sign here. I assure you all the particulars are settled on a...
Oops, I wrote down the wrong number.
Like, what the fuck? Everybody in the Big Ten should have understood that this was an issue.
Like, how many Big Ten lawyers... we're fine with
it's just
contract.
Easier to say, well, Kevin Warren, the guy we hated because he briefly said we couldn't play football in the middle of a pandemic, he left and it's all his fault. We're brilliant. Just to be clear, we didn't fuck up. The guy who left did.
We're the smart guys who let someone who works for the Chicago Bears
screaming this from us. Indianapolis.
We
in
put him in charge
of Chicago.
Reminder, by the way, can I just get a side anime or at least a manga called Big Ten Lawyers? Just these big-shouldered, all Bill Brasky guys are like, we're the Big Ten Lawyers. We're coming after you.
What if a
these
mech
are our
was,
adventures.
What if a mech was all torso?
Yeah. In a shitty suit, right?
Husky mech.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. So they owe Fox $40 million for that.
Like a fleshy totem pole.
Yes. They owe Fox $40 million for that. In addition to that, they're going to have to pay $25 million total back to Fox again, their partner, for 2020 football game inventory. That's a COVID thing. And like, that's probably coming down the pipe anyway.
Right. Like, what was the first number you said in this discussion? What is the new deal worth?
$7 billion.
What the fuck do you care about $40 million? You don't care. You just want to cry and whine.
We didn't become august financial institutions without counting the dollars, unlike some profligate SEC schools. Oop, did you say that number?
You have not landed on the thing that is dumbest about this whole quote-unquote kerfluffle.
Digame.
There's a lot to go around.
The coaches, specifically for some reason the basketball coaches, are like, we should have been consulted.
What?
Tom Izzo is like, we were not informed. I should have had more influence, and there should have been more who the fuck cares? Tom Izzo, go coach basketball.
What was Tom Izzo gonna do?
What the I don't fucking know.
I'm asking.
Were you going to wear kiss makeup about it? Were you gonna show up in the meetings? Just like Gene Simmons?
I need more influence.
Like, all these coaches are like, well, we really should have, like,
made it up.
What's infuriating is that coaches like to do this thing where they're like, we'll play anyone anywhere. We're not afraid of competition, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, we didn't really have enough influence on whether the TV schedule said we would play on Tuesdays. That's not really a great day for me because that's sort of my me time when I try to get centered and clean the pantry.
I'm doing a lot of journaling.
It's so stupid. And again,
are taking time for your mental health and we think that's stupid.
All of this is to the background of you're getting paid $7 billion.
Yeah, $40 million out of $7 billion is It's not quite 1%. Let's put it that way.
It's just...
Gosh, when you put it that way.
All right. So that's over here. And like, as an aside...
There's more?
I cannot fucking stand that college football has gotten to the point where all we can talk about during the offseason is fucking television contracts. Fuck college mm-hmm. football for putting us in this position. It sucks and I hate it. But let's talk not. About the let's
we're,
talk about
we're the talking about how the Big Ten can't count.
That's true. So all right, so that's the Big Ten sob story, is that these contracts, which have, you know, tens of people on them, which everyone involved should understand, like, yes, there is an issue if we're going to sell this inventory to a non-Fox entity when Fox is our fucking business partner and has been for a long time. But you're still going to get $7 billion minus like a little haircut you'll have to take to pay out Fox. Great, fine, whatever. What happened in the Pac-12?
I assure you, I don't know.
Does Spencer know?
I am going to call up.
I know that it has the most logical episode.
No. I know, but I will. No, I know. I will fuck it up.
I know you will.
Just let Floyd explain it.
Let me put it this way. What happened in the Pac-12 starts in 2017. In 2017, Pac-12 Network runs an audit because they think Comcast is underpaying them. And it's revealed in 2017 that Comcast is, in fact, grossly overpaying the Pac-12 to the tune of about
by how much?
$5 million a year.
I love audits. Huh. That's great.
Do they go to Comcast and say, hey, time out, you need to do something about this? Friends, they do fucking not.
I fucking love science.
They let the overpayment continue to grow and grow over time until in January of this year, Comcast is like, so it turns out we have overpaid you by about $50 million over the course of the last six seasons. And now, the Pac-12, which doesn't have a $7 billion TV contract that they just signed, now Pac-12
schools... They don't have one of those.
To the contrary, they don't have any TV contract that they just signed. So now the Pac-12 schools are being told Comcast is going to withhold money from you that you thought you were going to be getting going forward. Multiple Pac-12 network higher ups have been fired because they're basically like, you knew about this and did nothing. It's unknown if Larry Scott is one of the people who knew something about this and did nothing. And now Washington State is basically like, we're not buying anything new. Like, we're not hiring new people. We're not even buying new equipment at this point until we fucking figure out what is going on with this money. We are in a total spending freeze. That's a real problem, Big Ten. I don't want to hear about your $7 billion not being as sweet and smooth as you thought it would be.
And like the Big Ten, okay, what's the worst that could possibly happen? Your uncompensated labor plays a football game on Fox and you don't get paid $40 million for it? Big deal. Pac-12 has real problems. They're putting shit on the CW, possibly.
The Pac-12 would kill to play a game on Fox.
You can imagine the Pac-12 getting back on Fox? Hit the big time. We're back.
They cut away in the middle of plays. It's awesome. It's fucking great. They show your marching band instead of anything else in the stadium. It's everything we've ever wanted.
You're on TV? Yeah. The Pac-12 will take it.
That's, I believe it averages out to $4 million per school that they're going to have to experience this kind of shortfall. You'll notice, by the way, the school that is most vocally complaining about this is Washington State because it matters most to them.
We need it. Yeah. We need it now.
Yeah. Put the check in the mail, Daddy. Venmo. If you could Venmo Wazoo $4 million.
If you want really it, come find us.
Yeah.
Honestly, that ought to be their attitude.
They've been real vocal about it from the start, I think, because of that, like back in the Bill Moss days, especially because they signed a couple of mortgages on some facilities that maybe they didn't immediately have the cash for, but you know.
You're going to say they signed a couple of morons as athletic directors, which is also true.
That is also true. But they've been particularly vocal about it because they have to. That's why. Other schools, less so. Do you think USC ever, like, USC's got a whole, like, Like, they just have that dumb rich guy thing where they probably have, like, USC all of their TV checks. Like,
that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's wild, man. USC I was on the does boat. Not
have
the,
USC has never budgeted in their lives.
Yeah.
They've never had to.
USC is a banana. What could that cost? You know, $8, Michael. Like, that's very...
P.S. USC's AD just left 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, right. There's a lot happening.
USC probably still has all of their old Pac-12 checks sitting in a drawer. Uncashed. Yeah. Like, oh man, oh, do you think they probably should cash those, because they're probably not good, not for, they might not be good in a couple of months.
Probably a little late to cash this.
It's been a run on the Pac-12 bank. Yes.
Cookie,
Pac-12 bank's going under.
Larry Pac Scott coins. Could not be reached at his seastead for comment.
Yeah. Takes a trillion Pac coins to buy a loaf of bread. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh my god, the Pac-12 invested in a like ghost subdivision in Merced for some reason. Oh my god, it went under.
All I hear is USC is going from one broke conference to another.
Listen, if USC want, like, I thought USC wasn't going to fit in the Big Ten, but rich people complaints, USC,
yeah,
now it matches, because yeah, now everyone in the Big Ten's like, no, I have to give away a one millionth of my money. This is an infringement on my freedom.
I blame the Bears.
I blame the Bears and the liberals. Yeah, this is USC's completely going to fit in now in the nouveau riche Big Ten. I love it.
I hope USC and UCLA are also like, well, we don't want to play night games.
Yeah, since when do we play on Thursday afternoons?
Not doing that.
Yeah, just pick an entire time that you don't want to play with on Pacific time, right? We don't want to play night games on we only want to play at noon. That's it.
The Eastern, Pac-12 yeah, should have figured out how they could have also blamed this on Kevin Warren. Like, that would have been the move. Just reach out to the Big Ten and be like, hey, we know you guys are working something. Would it be cool if we just piggybacked off of that?
So it's, remember the alliance that lasted for 10 months until the Big Ten raided their alliance partners?
Yep. How about a documentary? Just say it was part of that.
I don't think it lasted long enough to do a documentary.
They make documentary shorts are a thing.
I think that's a TikTok. Playing the alliance.
We should make an award-winning TikTok documentary.
The Big Ten, I just love it. Their little brother, the Pac-12. They picked him up by both arms, and like wrenched their teeth around their little brother's skull and said, "We are in this together." Chomp.
What if Ocean's 11 was 12 minutes long and it involved George Clooney just shooting Brad Pitt in the knee?
Yeah. Like, if they just got to that first meeting and they're like, if you want to leave, go. And they're all like, bye.
Blah, 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 blah.
But as he's shooting, he's like, at least we're not the SEC. They're the bad guys here. That's why you like That's me right. more than them. That's they're right. so mean.
That's right. Don't worry. I'm sure by the time this comes out, some dumb SEC story will have emerged at this point, too.
Yeah, let's not do that. Remember, let's not do that. Because if we're coming out, we'll be like, man, the Big Ten, this guy just gets it, you know? We got 10 different articles about, oh, this guy just gets it. He's just, he's made a deal.
I don't really give a shit who's smart or dumb. I give a shit when people who claim to be smart are dumb. The SEC has never told me to read a goddamn book.
Yeah.
Therefore, anything it does, I don't give a shit.
You know the other
thing? The Big Ten, however, has.
The SEC has a sense when they do something dumb, they just talk about it at lunch. They don't go running to ESPN reporters and be like, hey, a mean man took my money, and I want to say something about it.
A scoundrel. Scoundrels fled to Chicago. Yeah,
a big city NFL man.
The SEC is more like, I like that guy's style. How do we right. bring him back? How do right. we get him to rob someone else?
Right, yep.
How am I sounding now?
Fine.
Fine
so okay. far.
Smooth. Yeah, I was making serious bomb-ass points. Because you're right, Jason. No, the SEC's never told us to read a book. I have, as of yet, not been asked to swallow a profile of Greg Sankey as some sort of great innovator. That's what I always like. Have we gotten that yet? I haven't seen that. Or maybe I'm just not consuming it.
I feel like I what you get more there is like, look at this, you know, straight shooter or whatever. You know, you don't get the, this is the man who will redefine business and all that shit.
He came in with a high reputation that I think has not exactly held up since then. But to be fair, he was succeeding the Don.
That's true. But really, like, if you want to talk about an idiot-proof job.
Man, you know what? Listen. I really just want to listen to Mike's live cackle about this over lunch. Like, I just want to be at lunch in Destin and just, like, listen to Mike's live hear all this for the first time.
I forgot one other thing about the Big Ten story. So this is all from a Pete Thamel column on ESPN.com. And buried in it is a little snippet that basically says Jim Delaney got a bonus of like $20 million or something when he negotiated, I think, the first Big Ten TV contract. And while Kevin Warren's contract doesn't have a specific provision for this kind of bonus, they're internally sort of figuring out, like, does he get one? Should we give him one? And I'm like, yeah. If it's not clear, part of the reason why Big Ten sources are feeding all of this to ESPN about what a bad job Kevin Warren did is so that they, when his lawyers are like, we think he can have a bonus, he can be like, nope, look at this. We leaked this story about how stupid and mean you were. No bonus for you. That's why this exists. It's right in the fucking story. So stupid.
Amateur athletics.
With amateur management.
Amateurism all the way to the top.
Amateurism all the way to the top.
That
baby.
Really is the story. That really like, is let's explaining
just,
the entire sport.
Just for once, let's give the Sun Belt $7 billion.
Yeah,
we know what the Big Ten's going to do with $7 billion. I want the Sun Belt to get it. I want to see what kind of crazy shit they get up to.
Oh, man.
Carl Benson would know what to do.
They're going to have a fucking 105,000-seat stadium for no reason.
Yeah. I know the Sun Belt's going to make this shit shine. Sun Belt's going to come back in a year broke. They're going to be like, I don't know, man. We need some more money.
Got any more of those Big Ten contracts?
Oh, yeah, we need a credit line. For what?
We put it all in Bed Bath & Beyond stock. We were told it was foolproof.
I wonder if they just add dozens and dozens and dozens of schools.
That would work, that's... too. Harvard's in the Sun Belt? Yeah, man.
Sure.
They saw, hey, listen, they know a good deal. Did you? We just had to get a camp. We just had to name a building on campus after someone important to the Sun Belt, and that's why Taylor Hicks Hall is a part of Harvard now. Can you imagine giving $7 billion to the conference that's got Southern Miss in it? Holy fuck! Do you know what Hattiesburg would do with that shit? They'd have a casino in the stadium.
The Terry Bradshaw Endowed Chair of Economics at Harvard University.
Vis-a-vis Law Tech. You got to run it by. We got to make sure this curriculum ain't woke first before you teach them Harvard kids.
With our academic consortium of Arkansas State and Yale.
I want to take it back, by the way. Giving Southern Miss money to put a casino in the stadium is actually a sound financial decision and probably sure. Better than what a lot of these schools would do with it.
Better yeah,
than whatever
absolutely.
The Big Ten would do.
Yeah. Arkansas State would just buy Coke with it. Just be like, yeah, we just bought a bunch of Coke.
$7 billion.
Are you selling it? Some of it.
Some of it. We're just keeping it around for, you know, parties.
Why? Like, you're in the market.
It's Jones Boogie, baby. Come on. We ain't got mountains, but we got snow. It's called the Fun Belt. Y'all need to loosen up.
It is
up.
Now. God damn.
Yeah. Why you think we got a tree stand? That's a lookout. It's a feature of entertainment value and a lookout inside the stadium. Just remember, Arkansas State really did have a tree stand that you could watch the game from at one point. Love y'all. I'm not seriously suggesting you blow it all on Coke. You diversify. There'd be some pills and some guns in there, too. It's fine.
Drug wars, not just a calculator game. It's an athletic department now.
I just thought, what school was going to run right to the dark heart of the American dream? And I'm like, Arkansas State. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. which school is going to become most lawless immediately? I'm like, Burrow.
Butch Jones is like a mafia.
Jesus, he's
mafia
still there
leader now.
Look Listen, at him.
He's built he's, for it.
If he's not there, he's somewhere else.
I mean, what was
for
his,
anything?
What was his motto at Tennessee?
Brick by brick. That's right. The signs were there all along.
A great recruiter.
Butch, I'm gonna let the feds fly wounds.
He tried to tell us. Jealousy was in business. The shop was open all along. Rocksville. You know what I realized the other day? Mm-hmm. Is first that this podcast is almost 10 years old.
Jesus.
And the other that we are coming up on the, I believe I have this right, first ever release of an NCAA football EA Sports game within the shutdown fullcast era. That'll happen next year. We have never had a podcast when those games come out. This show was launched shortly after the previous one. And the game's coming back next year.
So it's time to wrap it up. This show cannot exist in the same world.
I believe
world.
Our work here is
we
done.
We've served our point. Purpose.
Yeah.
We stood in the gap.
We have held the watch.
What do you think we could have done instead with 10 years of four people's time?
Don't act like it would have been productive.
Everyone sighs simultaneously.
Let's cut football video games.
Yeah, let's cut that off right now. And you go, well, this time we could have cured a disease. No, you wouldn't have.
No, this I couldn't just... have done. No, I know that.
We could start a golf website.
It's an idea I don't think anyone's had before.
Speaking of golf, Holly.
Darling.
How? Let's do a little podcast business, if that's all right with you.
I'm so tired. I know.
The Charity Bowl has come to its thrilling conclusion.
Oh my God, y'all, we did it.
What? First of all, splendid flu game from both you and Spencer. Mostly you.
And from our backroom statistician, by the way, who had to have emergency dental surgery pre-dawn on like Wednesday of bowl
Sorry,
week.
Steph. That sucks.
Oh.
For people who weren't following along on Twitter, where are we at?
Last year's game concluded at $842,000 and change raised in a week, and we set our goal this year at $700,000. What we ended up with was an $80,000 increase with about 80% of the donor base that we had last year, which is incredible. We were short about 1,000 donors from last year, and everybody who stuck around gave more money.
As far as...
And Michigan won, but you know.
Yeah, so hail to the victors. They did win again with $126,485, doubling up their closest competition. Texas A&M
came through. So this is a little bit of an anomaly because for the most part, we don't have a lot of like high rolling donors in this thing. Like, I'm talking about people who give like five figures. We have in the past years had like two, usually two. There's one at Michigan and there's one at Georgia Tech. If you take out the donor from Michigan, by the way, Michigan still wins by a huge margin. They don't necessarily double up the number two school like they did this year, but Michigan still wins by a huge margin. And Georgia Tech was still usually second. Georgia Tech fell off a cliff this year. Georgia came up and started spending like they belong here, which was at first. But the Texas A&M thing came because one dude on day two came in and wrote us a note and was like, I just want to pretend I'm Jimbo for a day and drop like $35,000. This is not usual. This is something that has never happened. This was he dropped, I think, what's the largest single donation in the history of the bowl until the very next day when our longtime leading Michigan donor, who chooses to remain anonymous, came through and dropped $45,230.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was pretty sweet on her part. Nice little bit of symbolism there. Let's see, what else is there? We had lots of
superb.
Sorry, I wish my brain was more together. We had lots and lots of cool shit happen this year. But the best part was the best part was breaking the record. In fact, we came so close to our goal of 1 million, which we deliberately set so that Spencer would not have to play golf. We are considering going through with the golf thing anyway.
So, yeah, because this number was so stunning and in done despite everything, pointing to universe and circumstances around, that, y'all, I think I'm going to do the golf thing anyway. Now, yes. When are we going to do it? I'm not exactly sure. How are we going to do it and where? Again,
we need to huddle up with our no laying up partners.
We do. And with everyone else who has expressed a pleasantly surprising and awesome interest in helping me embarrass myself in front of everybody. Am I going to wear a pair of, as I call them, Junkos? To play
No one calls them that. Except. Absolutely no one.
So, am I going to wear a pair of those while playing?
One
possibly.
Hole. I think one hole. I think one hole is fair.
Then I can drop. Then I
what
can
if
drop.
You put
them?
Both legs through yes, one you. Thing and like put one of your put both of your sons in the other leg.
Honestly, I had some. Like if you're not wearing this. The JNCOs, it like. I don't know. I don't know.
If you're not wearing the JNCOs, we're just all standing there watching a stranger play golf.
Yeah, there's the possibility of live streaming and commentary for this as well, which is shocking to me that we could do this. But
For those of you who don't know, in the months winding down before everything locked down in 2020, we were planning a charity golf tournament in the off season with some of our no laying up pals, just as kind of an off season lark. So we're finally starting to pick that ball up again. So this is a combination of previously held plans, and we were just so impressed and blown away by the donations that everybody put in this year. Again, with 80% of the unique donors that we had last year. Thanks, Elon.
Yeah. So the golf thing is most likely happening.
All right. What if we find 18 pairs of JNCOs going from relatively, let's say, first hole, relatively normal, like slightly large pants, not, you know, just sort of like these are the kind of pants.
Brian, where are we going to find a wardrobe professional to source these?
I can work on that.
You know, that's like $4,000 worth of pants.
That's the thing. Hey, we're going to auction them off afterwards for charity.
That's right. You're going to sign the JNCOs.
You don't have to buy them new.
We're going to cover Spencer in body paint and just have him lay down at full length on one, just like a finger paint each one.
I bet they're more vintage because people are like, no, man, they're not really as big. The bigness. You need this vintage bigness.
Would you prefer 18 pairs of JNCOs that scale starting from small to big, or start with the big JNCOs and by the time you get to 18, you're wearing basically.
Are you saying
jeans.
He has to change clothes 17 times on a golf course?
Yes. Yeah. No.
Okay,
no.
I like this. This is part of it.
What if, buddy,
you're outnumbered.
What if we golf it up and each, you have one club, but you can choose the JNCO that is most suited to that hole?
I think if I get under a 10, I can play without the JNCOs on. If I get over a 10 on the hole, I have to put them back on.
Let's amend that to double par. Because like getting a 9 on a par 3, I'm not going to give you credit for that.
Brother,
but if you can get, if
I am
you can
giving
get out
you
of
the
there,
number I know I am not going to be able to hit on most holes. This is charity. Don't go double par, some sort of firm rule. 10 is as close as I am getting.
You can't get a snowman on most of these holes?
Motherfucker, no.
That's a snowman.
You're I know telling, myself.
You're telling me you would shoot 173 or something.
You did the math. Yes, Ryan. I'm telling you. Especially if I'm going to abide by my conditions that I am not going to touch a club prior to doing this.
Okay.
I'm going to walk
okay.
in cold, pick up somebody else's clubs, and play a game that I have not played in full in probably 30 years.
Okay, for context, when you did play golf, how good did you get at your best?
I was shit. I was absolute shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But shit can mean a lot of things. Like, I'm not a great golfer either, but I'm going to inject
one note of suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a fucking assassin at putt-putt.
Yeah, but I got to get to the green.
Yeah, but that's the big... you just got to pick a direction for that.
We're not going to fucking play St. Andrews here. I mean, come on.
All courses are St. Andrews to me. It's bad.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, but what would you shoot at your best?
Can we do this at breaking 100?
No, absolutely not.
You can't risk getting the JNCOs that close to water. He'll drown.
Yeah, no, God.
What
no.
if we okay, what if we make it a day-long 36-hole thing, but it's putt-putt?
Oh, there's absolutely no way.
What if you play 48 holes of putt-putt in JNCOs?
I would
he
do
could
well.
Do that. That's 90
holes. His eyes
putt,
just putt, lit up.
I can putt.
Yeah.
100 holes of putt-putt. 99.
Yeah.
100 holes of putt-putt, and every time you get it in the hole, we cut off an inch of the jeans so that at the end of it, you're in jorts.
No.
Right.
But I have no...
Or a tiny jean skirt. Listen, I'm not really sure how those work at the top.
I'm ass off the tee. I barely...
You're what?
Ass. Total ass off the tee.
Okay.
Yeah. Total ass off the tee.
Yeah.
Terrible with irons. Yeah. Never been able to hit one. Like, a consistent any iron of any number. My short game's okay. Like, the closer I get to the hole, the better. But everything before then is essentially random slapping. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
This sounds like the kind of thing where you would infuriatingly excel. I have no suspicions.
10.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's...
No, it's bad.
I think he's not as bad as... Like, for context, if you are somebody who's never played golf before, this is a level of bad that, like, almost doesn't exist. The worst golfer, a 10 on every, like, yeah, there are plenty of people who go out and they'll finish the day with a 10 on a hole, but nobody is out there taking 10s and 11s all fucking day.
Because they don't write it down, Ryan. No one.
That's not true.
You make it sound so reasonable.
Yeah, no one that's like getting a 10 every time is going back.
No.
Yeah.
They're not even going for the back nine.
They're getting through nine and they're saying, fuck this.
I'm not going. That's the thing. I'm going to show up once. There'll be no practice. 10.
I think 10 is absolutely fair for the moment on the par three when he's got a putt for a 10, but he's not going to make it. He's going to be playing from the front tees. We're not going to make Spencer play from the tips or even one up or even two up. He's going to play from the front. So on these par threes, he's going to have like 90 yards. And I think, honestly, his strategy may become just get the putter out if there's not water in the way.
Absolutely. I've thought about that. Like, or do the thing that is closest to putting, which is just polo shot it, right?
Mm-hmm. Just grab a hybrid and keep putting it with the bigger club.
I am aiming for the cart
path. What if we let you use a cricket bat?
That's up to the course. I'll totally use a cricket.
No. He has to use someone else's clubs. That, I think, is key. He has to show up without anything.
By the way, I like the implication that this is any advantage or disadvantage. They're like, if he used his own clubs, he'd be more comfortable. No.
You could use my dad's to give you an edge of fear.
Yeah.
I think we're just dropping you in like it's Metal Gear. You have to acquire what you acquire.
Yeah.
What if everybody can show up with a club of their choosing and you pick?
Yeah, that's fine.
Whoever you defeat, you take their gear and you golf with it. Some sort of golf potluck.
I need four. Yeah, that's fine. Everybody bring a club. Like, that's going
to
matter.
Jason's describing the Mega Man approach to golf.
Yeah, you defeat Putt Man, and then finally you have your full power.
Everyone bring a club, but no one coordinate on what club they're bringing.
No, just bring a club. No. I only need
18
four.
He has 12 putters. Drivers.
Yeah.
As I've said, I only need four clubs, okay? Four clubs. I need a five iron. I need a nine iron. I need a putter, and I need a driver. That's it.
Can we get you one of those drivers that has a head the size of a bowling ball?
I want the biggest 2001 driver imaginable. I want the one that looks like in Zelda Tears of the Kingdom when you fuse a boulder to a sword. I want the one that looks like that.
Rock hammer.
Yes, I want rock hammer.
Okay, I'm texting my father.
I still think you are overselling how bad you're going to be, because you've played enough golf in the past, and you are not generally an unathletic person.
Oh, I think what we have here is we have an attempt to do some football coach poor mouthing to lower expectations.
Yes, yes.
And then to simply breeze past them.
Yes, and then he shoots 110, and it's like, well, damn. He's not so bad after all. He's the greatest golfer I ever saw.
I'm I am pure ass.
I never should have doubted him. I cannot believe you will go through this rather than play horse in a gym.
It'd still be preferable.
I cannot believe
this. I still get a nice walk out of
this. This is so fucking weird.
This is good, though. This will be social. We'll get to involve some of the split zone guys. Server gets to play golf. That's nice for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is pretty good. I might play. Fuck it.
Oh my god, please play and just smoke the shit out of him.
That doesn't sound hard at this point. I'm not even very good. Doesn't.
You and Richard should like share a golf cart ahead of him and just, you know, buzz him on the greens every once in a while just to keep the
I am going to, if you do the JNCOs, I am going to make you walk one hole, maybe 18. Mostly for the photography.
Purposes. Swish, swish, swish.
Yeah.
Swish.
I mean, chances are I'm going to be wearing them anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
If we had to draft a third and a fourth for like a foursome to terrorize him,
mm-hmm.
it's Ryan, Richard, Serber, and who?
Alex.
From
we talked about Kirshner.
Is Alex good? Okay. No, yeah. I thought Alex was going to be Spencer's caddy.
Alex is pretty good.
But Alex plays quite a bit. I would imagine he's pretty good. What if I know Richard is good.
Alex having the time to both caddy for Spencer and play himself beating Spencer would be hysterical. Like he hits it all the way to the green. He comes trotting on back. He's like, "Hey, buddy, it looks great up there."
He will have time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How many balls would you bring?
Ooh.
I would anticipate losing one every other hole. So.
No, that's why we have tons of spectators. Yeah. We'll array everyone up and down the.
So I'm probably going to bring 10.
Okay.
I think it's the same situation. You can't bring anything. You can harvest balls.
Sure. Okay, so yeah, I will ask the gallery for balls.
Because sure. Well, okay,
if you find worms, like, you may eat them.
Does he start with anything? Because even in Metal Gear, you usually start with something.
No,
nothing. Okay, Spencer's not even a ball retriever. Can we give
Spencer's
him that?
Starting nude. He has to acquire JNCOs, and then he may begin.
You have to fight the jungle.
It's dangerous
tree.
To go alone with.
That's not what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go take some JNCOs off that bot goblin.
Where's the U?
It's just.
It's in there. It's fine. JNCOs. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
LMNOP over
Alex
here.
Called them JNCOs, so there is no law here.
You know what?
That's at least explicable.
That at least makes sense.
Like that has sure. a plan.
And
a logical
like,
pattern. Yeah.
And Kirshner was barely around at the time. He was 3 minutes old, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been swaddled. And goes for all we know.
I remember my childhood is very sweaty.
Well, thank you to everybody who donated in the charity thank bowl. You.
Yeah, it's incredible, you guys.
It was a lot of fun. I don't do any of the work. Holly and her team do pretty much all the work. They fucking crushed it this year, as they do every year.
We didn't crush it this year. We did. Thank you. I love you. This is everybody else. This is you guys did this. The donors did this.
We protect just, Trans Kid University.
We waved our hands and screamed for help.
Yeah, that counts.
And it came. So
no
which
one,
is awesome.
No one
also,
will help Spencer on the golf course.
Also, if we can be totally serious for just a second, they are due to, you know, ongoing situation in Afghanistan, ongoing situation in Ukraine. They are. New America Pathways had to scale way, 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 way down during the previous administration after their federal funding was cut and cut and cut and gutted and gutted and gutted some more. And then when the Biden administration like reversed immigration policies and added policies of their own, they had to scale up at a speed that was basically impossible for humans to do. And the money that we made last year went directly towards those people's paychecks. So if you gave money last year, you are directly, and I, this is what I love about this, it's not nebulous at all, you are directly responsible for at least the welfare of one family who landed at the airport with nothing and wants a better life and wants it here. You are directly responsible for that because they had nothing in their coffers before we came in last year, and the same thing happened this year. They have had to staff up and up and up without necessarily knowing how long they were going to have money to pay these people, but they are you know, they are the biggest refugee resettlement organization in the area. And, you know, these people keep coming in. What are you going to do? Tell them no. So this new wave of hiring, the EDSBS Empowerment Fund, this is all directly coming from you guys. Like, this is not a situation like the Red Cross where the money just goes into a pot and you feel warm and faintly fuzzy about this. Like, no, the money is going directly and immediately to people who need it. And
one of my favorite things that this gets used for out of the Empowerment Fund, one of the things it's been used for is to provide driver's licenses and various types of driver's licenses to refugees who need them.
So on a very basic level, you have a family who has, on one end of the spectrum, you have a family who has kids who are like 15, 7, and 3. And the 15-year-old being able to take driver's lessons and get a driver's license when they turn 16 may mean the difference between the mom and the family being able to have a job.
Yeah.
Because the 15-year-old can now help shuttle the kids back and forth. At the other end of the professional scale, they are training a lot of people right now on CDL licenses because there's a huge trucker shortage, as I'm sure Server's Dad could tell us. Everybody's heard the TV trope of the guy who was an engineer overseas who came here and he can drive a taxi. Well, it's the licensing and recredentialing procedure, even to become a teacher again in the U.S., can be incredibly arduous. And the EDSBS money goes towards recertification for doctors, for engineers, for lawyers, for professors, for anybody who wants to like pick up an equivalent career on this side of the ocean. But the cool thing about this fund that I love, and this is the fund that's been set aside like in our name, this is not the overall block of donations, is none of these, like, no group of families has, no two families is ever going to have one like same set of financial needs, right? Like one has, they need childcare so that the parents can go on job interviews. One is like, they don't have a car. We can help them buy a car. It's the needs are so asymmetrical. And because we have this like free flowing little fund that we created 2 years ago, we can plug these little holes all over the place without having to create like a blanket policy for it. And it's been like the response from it has been incredible.
Yeah. In short, thank you.
Now we got to hit a million next year.
Yeah.
I love that there's this like thing where part of the government just never existed or gets deleted sometimes. And what is there to fill in? It's college football podcast.
We are the largest source of non-governmental funding for refugee resettlement, at least in the state, possibly in the region. I know we are in the state and have been for a couple of years now.
So I wrote, I don't even know if this is how we want to end things, but I did write some initial lyrics to the Big Ten Lawyers anime theme earlier in the podcast.
Why didn't you say so?
What was happening while you did this?
I was probably
The show was happening.
I just started with a little. I can sing it if you really want me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to let this go because it's the JoJo theme, but I'm gonna sing over it because I think it'll fit.
Okay, let everybody let him hear it.
Biguten bingo shi watashi shitachi ha boken oshite imasu watashi tachi chi no tori hiki wa monsuta desu watashi tachi wakara osekai ni nigashi shimasu pade yu wa yoro ni pure surakera wa nozonde inna kamoshirere naiga karara wa yoro ni asobane karibane arimasen. Big Ten Lawyers, we have adventures. Big Ten Lawyers, our deals are monsters. We loose them on the world. Purdue will play at night. They may not want to, but they must play at night. That's it.
That's done. I started to write some lyrics.
I mean, there's another verse, but you know, I didn't have to get to it.
Sure.
Had to do a podcast.
That's for next week.
Only on watch Big Ten Lawyers streaming now on Max.
On what? No.
That's going on Fox.
That's yeah.
Fox is coming for what they're owed.
It was going there. but someone sold it, even though they didn't own the rights, to Big Ten lawyers.
The Chicago Bears sold our anime.
They have adventures.
Ryan, what was your anime protagonist thing? He's become more powerful than ever.
She's just making Chicago Man stronger. Impossibly strong. More sausage.
This hot dog's got more toppings than ever before.
Make the food worse and bigger.
Where is the cheese coming from?
It's coming from inside him.
It's a wall of pizza.